Outdoor Living Unlimited puts cool stuff in your yard. Patios, decks, pergolas, outdoor kitchens, screen rooms, even in-ground pools. You dream it, we design it together, then Outdoor Living Unlimited installs it for you. OutdoorLivingUnlimited.com.
This is Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, thanks for hanging out with us. Experience Wisconsin is on the air. We are ready to go. I was just looking at the calendar of stuff that I have planned coming up for my summer. EAA Air Venture is coming up not that long, just a few weeks away. I love EAA. It is super, super special. If you're looking for a gem, something that's affordable, something that the family will love, something that kids enjoy, great food, great activity, hands-on, it's EAA Air Venture. Get that on your calendar. We're actually broadcasting our afternoon show from EAA Air Venture the Thursday of that weekend. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. Hope you can check out EAA Air Venture or any of the great activities happening in our state. We're going to help get you prepared for the rest of the summer on this week's show. A little bit later on, Ishnala, the iconic supper club in the central part of the state. The owner, Bob Prosser, is with us. Also, Ann Sayers talks golf. And up next, Elkhart Lakes Road America. John Everett, right after the break on WTMJ.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, thanks for hanging out with us here on Experience Wisconsin. Late June, July, into August. It is auto racing. I mean, world-class racing. It's at Elkhart Lakes Road America. Joining us is the Director of Communication at Road America, John Everett. Hey, John, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me.
Strong start to the summer. It's already rolling. And then we have IndyCar and Trans Am. My goodness, tell us what's coming up.
I got to tell you what, there's something happening almost every single week at Road America. And what's really cool is that later in June, fans can catch the Expel IndyCar Grand Prix presented by AMR. That's going to be June 18th through the 21st. Father's Day, Sunday, is June 21st. That's going to be followed up by the Cheese Capital Cup featuring Racing America's Trans Am, June 26th through the 28th. On Friday the 26th, we're going to have a concourse in downtown Plymouth starting at 5:45 till 8 p.m., so definitely get lined up down there. Cars will be parked at Stair Park as part of the Cheese Capital Festival, so we're super excited about that. Two great weekends, Open Wheel Stars one weekend, Iconic American Muscle the next. Definitely go to roadamerica.com, get your tickets, and we hope to see everybody here Father's Day for IndyCar.
What a great Father's Day weekend. That is absolutely a fantastic idea. I love that, John. Then July brings history, tradition, and a huge vintage weekend.
Massive vintage weekend. We're looking at over almost 400 cars. Whoa. You're going to see everything from pre-war, yeah, all the way up to modern-day Formula One cars of the 90s. So it's incredible. Everything you can imagine from some of the heydays of racing, even if you're not a racing fan, the beauty of these cars is there. So it's the WeatherTech Vintage Weekend with Brian Redman, July 16th through the 19th. Friday night, July 17th, we're going to have another concourse. This is on the streets of Elkhart Lake. So make sure to go to roadamerica.com, get your tickets. Hundreds of vintage and historic race cars will be there, open paddock, fan activities, and an incredible mix of racing history and family tradition. It's a midsummer favorite you don't want to miss.
John, there's something really cool about historic cars on one of America's most legendary road courses. This is just a really cool marriage.
It is wonderful. It harkens back to the inception of this track over 70 years ago, and that's where you'll have millions of dollars of beautiful historic race cars parked along the streets for people to see, talk to the owners, kids can sit in the cars. It's just an incredible Friday night tradition during the WeatherTech Vintage Weekend with Brian Redman.
The end of July, there's an endurance event at Road America. Tell us about that.
IMSA comes to Road America July 30th through August 2nd. It's going to be a six-hour endurance race on Sunday, giving fans more racing, more strategy, more time to enjoy one of the best weekends of the summer before everybody heads back to school and back to college and everything like that. So certainly get your tickets early, get your camping, get your golf carts, because it's going to be massive. This is where the real stars come out from the world over to test their chops on America's 4 miles, 14 turns.
A six-hour race. That is super cool. Then the GT World Challenge rolls into town the end of August. This has got some really cool cars.
August is a sports car month, so after IMSA, the GT World Challenge is going to close that out. You've got everything from Mercedes, AMG, BMW, Audi, Lamborghini, McLaren, and more. It's a great summer event for fans who enjoy exotic cars, competitive racing, and a relaxed weekend at the track.
It's so cool. John Everett's with us, the communication director for Elkhart Lakes Road America. One of the things I really like is that it's not just about the cars racing around. There's so much more to do. There's other stuff. Lead us through some of the other really cool things you guys do at Road America.
An incredible amount of stuff. So if you've always dreamed of driving the track yourself, you can. Sunset Cruise Nights are a great way to let everybody drive their own vehicle for three relaxed laps around the four-mile circuit. We also have 4 miles of fitness, and this is where you put your feet to the pavement. You can walk, bike, or run the track on Monday and Wednesday evening. Also, if you're looking for an interesting date night, maybe something different, check out our off-road adventures where you can actually drive through the wooded terrain across the property in Yamaha side-by-side vehicles. What a fun tour there. Plus, motorcycle schools and driving schools are still another way for you to gain confidence, but also maybe get your motorcycle license here as well. So there's always something fun to do for families and everybody else at Road America. So if you want to take a family night out, a fitness lap, get some hands-on driving experience, or just bring your date or a group and make a day of it, check out roadamerica.com. That's the easiest way to find out everything we have.
John, this is amazing. So the best drivers in the world have driven this track, and you can get out there with your car or on your feet, and you can actually walk their path.
Yeah, absolutely. You will actually be able to drive your own car and where history is made every single day. Or you can get out and walk, bike, or run, maybe even pick up some souvenirs, maybe some tire rubber, maybe a piece of a bumper, maybe something if somebody crashed. So, you know, we're always encouraged to have fans. If they want to clean up some debris that's laying around during 4 miles of fitness, they can do that too. So that's pretty fun to be a part of where history is made and maybe find a nice little souvenir for yourself.
And there's great cocktails, there's great food, there's stuff for the kids to do all over the place. What's the web once again, John?
Sure, absolutely. 14 concession stands, but certainly check it out. RoadAmerica.com. Plan your weekends early. All summer long, there's something happening. And we're here to just help everybody come and have a wonderful time now that the weather's finally getting better.
Yes, it's Elkhart Lakes, Road America. John Everett, the communication director. Great stuff. Thank you so much, John.
Thanks, John.
Oh, and the camping. I mean, make a whole weekend out of it. It really is pretty incredible. Speaking of incredible, Ishnala. Often ranked the top supper club in the state. Bob Prosser, the owner, with us up next.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, hey, hope you're having a great weekend. I appreciate you spending part of it with us here. That rain sure greened up my grass. I don't know about you. And now the weekend's looking pretty decent. A great weekend maybe to head to Ishnala. Bob Prosser is the owner of Ishnala Supper Club, and he is with us. Thank you so much, Bob, for making some time for us.
Excited to be here, John. Thanks so much for giving us a call and letting us talk about Ishnala Supper Club. I love it when you say iconic. It just makes
yes.
me feel so good when you say that, because we work so hard to give everybody the best experience they're going to get. It's with food and service.
And you always do that, and we're going to run through some of that. But let's start with a broader question. What makes Ishnala so special?
I would say it's our people. The service is second to none. I would hold our service. We could take my staff and plunk them anywhere and give you the best service you're ever going to get, because we do an intensive training program. March 1st, we start training and hiring, and we don't open until second week of April. So we take 6 full weeks to just train our people to make sure we're doing the best we can. That's the number one. Number two is our food is so consistent. I've had my chef for 16 years. I've had my prep cook for 27 years.
Wow.
So our food is always consistent. Number three, it's the beauty. It's the pines all the way around us. It's the beach. It's the four bars where you can get our Ishnala brandy old fashioned that is made from our friends at Central Standard in Milwaukee. We get our wine and our bourbon from our friends in Sauk City at Woolersheim. They do a fantastic job. We're looking forward to next year because they've been holding barrels back of bourbon for us. So I will have a 10-year bourbon next year from Woolersheim, which is pretty exciting. You know, we've been waiting 10 years, but that's okay. You know, patience is a virtue, I guess, is what my mother used to say. So we're just so excited about the partnerships we have with all the folks in Wisconsin. And we just get so excited every day to give the best possible service and food and have people have such a great experience. I mean, that's our whole goal, is to have people just have a great time.
I love the entire experience, Bob. I love when I get there and I get to wait a little bit because I get to take in the beautiful views. I get to have a nice cocktail. I actually like that it's not rushed there. And it's really an ambiance and experience. This is not just going out to eat. This is really doing something special for an evening or a weekend if you stay over. How important is that experience, that whole thing at Ishnala?
Well, it's pretty cool you say it. It's the Ishnala experience. It's the time to take to go sit at the bars, listen to the Rat Pack music.
Yeah.
And then have an old fashioned on one of our decks or outside or one of our inside bars. There's four bars. And just relax. Get a pager, walk around the property, come in and have dinner, and we're not going to rush you. We want you to take your time. We want you to enjoy your experience. So we quote accordingly, so we're not forcing, you know, getting nervous that we have to turn the tables. That is not the most important thing to me, is to turn the table, is to give you the best experience possible, because it's not the number of people we serve, it's the number of people we please.
I love that.
Boom! There we go.
That. That is so good. Ishnala's legendary owner, Bob Prosser, is with us on WTMJ. Bob, you guys meet people not only from Wisconsin, not only from the Midwest, but around the world. How cool is it that people want to come from around the world to Ishnala?
It is just, it's unbelievable. I hear people saying, oh, I was just in Budapest, or just last week, and I was at some famous world restaurant, and your food and service was better. It's just really cool to hear people come in. And I just saw an email this morning. Somebody said, hey, can somebody pick us up? We're going to fly in from wherever in a private airport just to come for dinner. So I'm like,
wow.
What the heck? I mean, it's just so cool hearing that, that we've done such a great job over the years that people want to come here just for that. We've become a destination, and we're so proud of that, and we work so hard at it. My staff is incredible.
What are the most popular items on the menu?
Number one is the filet. Number two is prime rib. Number three is ribeye.
Oh.
And then routed off by our roast duck and fresh Atlantic salmon. Those are the top five.
Unequaled old fashions. How many old fashions do you estimate you'll sell this year?
Well, I'm at a pace. Last year we did 108,000. I'm about 1,500 ahead of last year's pace. So probably 112,000, somewhere in that neighborhood.
It's absolutely amazing. It's an unparalleled setting. It's local ingredients in fantastic food. The service is top tier. I mean, literally, it's not going to be topped anywhere else. The website for more information is ishnala.com. If you do one cool thing this summer, visit Ishnala. The website, ishnala.com. Owner Bob Prosser. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, John, and thank you, everybody, for all the business and supporting us. We appreciate it.
You got it. Up next, our weekly conversation with the travel secretary, Ann Sayers. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome back. I know you probably know this, but Wisconsin often rated one of the top places in the country for golf. I know, and we can't even play golf here full year round, but it sure is a tribute to the courses we have, how they're maintained, the culture that we've built. I love this topic. Ann Sayers, the travel secretary, spoke to us on the afternoon show, Julia Fellow and me, about golf in Wisconsin. So I heard this song in the car on Sunday when I was coming home from Costco, and I started singing about Ann Sayers.
Aww.
And my wife is like, what is going on right now? I said, it's the travel secretary. She's quite simply the best. And she is. And she's with us. And that was after I spent $478 at Costco.
Oh, that's unavoidable. I understand.
Yeah. I know.
We're so glad that you're with us, Ann. I love this topic. Wisconsin loves this topic. It's golf. And man, golf is so big in Wisconsin, isn't it?
Did you know that Wisconsin has more golf courses on the top 100 public golf courses as listed by Golf Digest than any other state?
Whoa. No, I didn't.
And there's top
That's
class.
That's how cool we are.
That's cool.
Golf at Trappers. You can turn in the Wisconsin Dells.
That's right. You can discover kind of a different side of the Wisconsin Dells on a golf outing to Trappers Turn Golf Club. This is a course that brings a championship experience to a destination that's, you know, widely known for its water parks. The course was designed by two-time U.S. Open winner Andy Norris and renowned golf architect Roger Packard. You can choose from three 9-hole layouts, a par 3, 12-hole course, or play them all. Each offers its unique challenges. They are going to feel kind of fresh and distinct. The signature hole 7 on the Canyon course recently underwent a dramatic transformation. So the improvements included nearly doubling the green, creating a championship-style putting experience for golfers. So that is so cool. But while you're there, you got to treat yourself to a stay at the Kalahari Treehouse Adventures. The stunning treehouses elevate guests above the forest floor in a modern yet rustic design. The treehouses opened last month and still have that fresh treehouse smell of cedar and Douglas fir, I can confirm, and they are so, so cool. You will appreciate the details, small and large. They've got board games stocked in each treehouse. They have lakeside fire pits, stargazing nets, and views of Lake Delton.
Wow. That sounds cool.
I remember when it was just a rendering. That's amazing.
That's really, really fun stuff.
Really cool.
Let's head and to St. Croix County. What's going on there?
Yeah, this is really fun. You can head to Northwest Wisconsin. It's a former ski hill that now gives golfers a unique challenge. The St. Croix National, they once welcomed thousands of skiers when it was Snowcrest Ski Hill. But when the hill closed, the glacially shaped terrain had a new future ahead. It became a golf course. So today you're going to be treated to that undulating course for an unforgettable round. Some holes have wide open fairways. Others take advantage of dramatic changes in elevation, and they will all leave you with a smile on your face. St. Croix National underwent an impressive $7 million expansion in 2023, creating a clubhouse with the perfect après golf experience. You're going to find state-of-the-art golf simulators, a pool table, darts, and a full-service restaurant for after the round. And then you might want to add waterfall views to your itinerary by checking out nearby Willow River State Park. Willow Falls cascades over three rocky ledges into a deep gorge. The destination really leaves an impression, and that's why it's considered a Wonder of Wisconsin, which is Travel Wisconsin's list of wow-worthy destinations.
Wow. Experience championship-level golf in Lake Geneva, Anne.
Yes. Yeah, so plan your next dream golf getaway for the courses at Grand Geneva Resort and Spa. The resort offers three courses to choose from. They all have their own personality. The Brute is a par 72 masterpiece. It's considered one of the most challenging layouts in the Midwest. The Highlands Golf Course, that's a Scottish-inspired link-style course that was originally designed by golf legends Pete Dye and Jack Nicklaus. And then finally, Grand Geneva just unveiled Wee Nip. This is a new 11-hole short course. It blends fun and challenge. It's great for those who've played the game forever or folks that are just picking up the clubs. Experience all of Grand Geneva has to offer by also booking a room. So freshly renovated guest rooms, luxury suites, large villas, they can accommodate travel parties of all sizes, and they're all so lovely. And then savor a wide selection of on-site dining options. Ristorante Brasago, that's a contemporary take on traditional Italian cuisine. And they also have the Geneva Chop House, and they prepare hand-selected steaks for a perfect way to unwind after a day on the links.
Are you a golfer, Anne?
I'm a golf enthusiast.
I like that. That's a perfect way to put it. I bet you're really good at fun.
I'm better at that part, yes. I don't have a lot of talent to bring, but I can bring the energy.
TravelWisconsin.com, Ann Sayers, the amazing travel secretary. Ann, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Take care, everyone.
I love Ann's spirit. All right, for more information on the things Ann discussed, the website is TravelWisconsin.com. You can check it out there, TravelWisconsin.com. More info on Experience Wisconsin, go to WTMJ.com. Hope you'll join us again next week for another edition. I'm John Mercier. Have a great rest of your Wisconsin weekend.